Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about. I'm Yo Bravs. Hi, everybody. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with? His name is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Happy Valentine's Day, Ben.
Happy Valentine's. How special to be here celebrating Valentine's Day with my work husband. How are you doing?
I know. On one of the most romantic shows we cover, Real Housewives of Miami. I mean, we get to talk about Kanye's Wang. Real Housewives of Miami today on Valentine's Day.
I know. And to celebrate Valentine's Day, I'm wearing a Hunky Dory tour shirt.
Your Hunky Dory shirt. I sure do, because we are on Crappens On Demand today. So Ben's got the tour merch, which you can get at crappensmerch.com. Also, go get your tickets for our live shows over at watchatcrappens.com. We're going to be in San Diego this week. Also, Los Angeles this week. San Diego is going to be in Orange County recap. And then we're going to do New Jersey in Los Angeles. That's going to be really fun.
Yep.
Then the next week, we're going to other places, which, you know what? I should have them in front of me.
Is it the next week?
I always say the wrong thing if it's not right in front of my face.
It's actually not quite the next week, but it's 2 weeks after that. We are going to be going to St. Paul, Minnesota, Milwaukee, and Chicago. We're doing our big Midwestern push right there in honor of Luke from Summer House. Well, you know, we expect many hot dishes and wood igloos and wood chopping. I don't know what that looks like, you know, but, you know, we can abstract it.
It's the hot dish leg of our tour.
Really the hot dish.
Yeah. Here's where we're going to go in March. St. Paul, Milwaukee, Chicago, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh, and Denver. Okay, that's all in March. So go get your tickets for that. And we will see you there. We're also going to a bunch of other places. Go to watchatcrappens.com to find your dates. Go get some merch. We got some really pretty new merch out.
The shirt's cute.
Showed you.
Isn't this cute? This is cute, Ronnie.
Yeah, we've got the Trixie Monocle design on some cups and some. We've got lots of stuff. Some crappies, some little crappies pins, if you want to remember that.
Oh, the pins are great.
Yeah, they look great. So go do that. And let's start today. Crappens On Demand. It's
Wait,
on
I just want
to go find it.
And I just want one other reminder, which is that tonight we do have Green Room, Spotify Green Room.
Spotify Green Room.
So if you want to chat Bravo, you want to do some take a seat, you want to talk some Bravo, some Bravo gossip, you want to react to some things you've seen on TV, let's do it. Tonight, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, on the Green Room app. Pa.
Yeah. Pa. Okay, so let's get into Real Housewives of Miami. Dun,
dun, dun. Wow. This is great. I love this episode. This is one of my favorite fights of the past year, I would have to say, on this episode. It was fantastic.
A fight over Kanye's peen.
Yeah. Didn't think it would happen, but we got it. I thought it was going to be just like a small little like thing that they showed us in the previews, like just to lure us in. But it was a full-fledged fight that went over two different events. And so I'm so impressed. I'm really impressed with this show right now.
So we open up with, you know, housewives doing housewivesy thing. Martina is cooking for Julia, and Julia's like, I'm so hungry. And she's like,
I'm making your favorite honey blueberry pancakes. Wait a minute. Can you tell me why you're the housewife, but I'm the one making blueberry pancakes? Come on.
I'd like to see you make some blueberry pancakes, Steffi Graf.
So, tell me about the Hamptons. Now, I know you were sick. Were you drinking?
And she's like, come on, be nice to me, Martina.
Yeah. She's like, what am I doing? I'm making you pancakes. So, then we go over to Anthony and Nicole playing tennis. You know, this is I think there was some sort of commentary there going from, like, Martina cooking, you know, to the foodies playing tennis. There was probably some sort of thing there that I was trying to like piece together, but I couldn't get it. But they're playing tennis.
You're getting real deep with this show.
I was getting way too deep for the show. There was nothing there, it turns out.
Yeah. Except Nicole plays tennis like I do. The whole time she goes, I'm tired. I'm hot. I'm hot. I'm tired. I'm hot. Yeah. I'm tired.
Yeah, and then Anthony badgers her. He's like, don't blame the heat on that, on your piss poor performance. So then we go over to Gertie and her assistant Kaylin is asking, like, you know, are you ready for this event? Because Gertie's going to be doing this whole big charity event for a fundraiser for her organization to support Haiti, etc. And so Gertie's talking about that. She's like very excited, as always. But to be fair, she's like literally excited about doing anything on this show.
She really is. Every time they cut to Gertie this episode, she's like, hello, hello. Yes, we're doing it. We're getting dresses. They're going to be big. It's going to be a big event. I can't wait to have this event. Every event is Gertified. Every single time. We're going to do it just like Gertie. Okay, Gertie. Like every time they cut to her, it's like a jolt of.
And then we wind up at Alexia and Frankie's beauty bar. And Larsa comes in and she's like, oh my God, how gorgeous is this place? Oh my God. So Lisa called me. She's still tired from our trip. And Alexia's like, well, you know, Lisa, like, I can't. Okay, like, still tired from what? Like, not planning a wedding? Like, I'm sorry. Last time I checked, she's not planning a wedding. Do you know how hard it is to plan a wedding? Do you know how hard it is?
And this whole fight in the trip episode was over Lisa not wanting a small room. So Alexia's like, what? Is she tired from a small room? I can't. I cannot. Also, Alexia is dressed like a very pretty clown. Like, she's wearing this clown ruffle, but it's like a one-shoulder ruffle. And it's kind of like a purple clown color. I mean, wow. So then we see clips of Lisa saying, I want to stay in a room by myself. And Alexia saying, but I don't think you're hearing what people are saying. That's not an option. That's not an option. Okay. So yeah. If anybody has any objections, stand up now or forever hold your peace. I don't care. Sit back down. Okay.
She's like, oh, well, you know, I don't know what could have been bothering Lisa so much that she had to act like that and behave the way she did on the Hamptons trip. I mean, there's like nothing she can say. She talked about like not having a nanny. Like, really, bro? Like, have you seen the rest of America?
I see it on TV. It's sad and poor. It's very, very poor. Did you know that most people drive their cars into a garage and it just closes? It doesn't even lift the car. Poor, poor people. Literally. Literally poor. So Lars is like, yeah, I feel really bad about Nicole because I hear through the grapevine that she was really hurt by me saying her kids were illegitimate little like slut bombs that she just bombed onto the earth with her sluttiness. Can't believe she took it like that.
And then Larsa, who is now feeling bad that she said something that was super judgy, then tells us, you know, out of all the women, I literally have the best resume. Not like an actual working resume. I've never had a job. But like, you know, emotional resume. I was married the longest. I have 4 children. I have like a very attractive pinky toe. So, you know, I don't know how you can sit there and like judge me when I don't care to judge you. It's like you literally said the judge's thing to Nicole.
Yeah. Also, hamsters have like 10 babies and they don't get any awards. Like, I don't think like you get some kind of award just for having more babies than other people. Okay.
Yeah. Or any of the things that she says that she has a good resume for. Like, she's like, I'm married. I'm like, no, you're like on the brink of divorce. And not that that even matters. Right. But like that she's so like happy to brandish that. It's like, I don't know. I don't know about this resume.
Yeah. So she's like, but I wasn't judging her. Yes, you were. And Alexia says, no, you know what? You felt like you had to judge yourself, you know? And what about divorce? You know, how does she feel about it? Like, come on. What are you feeling about the divorce? Like, what's going on with Scotty? Okay, tell me what's going on with Scotty. So Lars is like, I don't even know what's happening. Like, I was trying to sell the house and then I had to like send Sophia back to LA. And I feel like my heart broke because like he wants Sophia if he doesn't get his way. So like XYZ heartbroken feel.
I was so upset that not even an entire wall of rose gold balloons could cheer me up. So she basically is like, yeah, if Scotty doesn't get his way, he punishes me. He's the punisher. And he's only punishing me because I'm making him sell the house. I'm like, he's probably punishing you because you're also awful and he can't deal with you anymore.
Yeah, I don't think that it's punishing you being mad that you're trying to sell the house to get half the money when it's his family home and he wants it and he bought it. So I mean, I don't know, yeah. Team Scotty, but only because he's against Larsa.
I don't know.
Otherwise, I don't really know anything about Scotty Pippen. I know that the really musical he's named after annoys me. Okay, I'm not a fan of Pippen, but that's really all I know about him.
Yeah, I don't know much about him except that one time my shoe very, 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 very gently grazed his shoe. This is a true story. But other than that, I don't really have any, you know, I don't have any insight.
Don't talk about my friends. How about that? How about keep my friend's name out of your mouth, man? Okay? Fuck. So Alexia.
No, but I don't know. He may be a dick, but
Larsa.
He may be
like,
a dick, but like Larsa just outweighs any sort of.
Larsa's just Larsa, right? I'm on everybody's team. Like if there were mosquitoes in Larsa's room, I would be team mosquito. You know
like
what I
Zika
mean?
Virus. I choose Zika virus over Larsa.
Yeah. So Larsa's like, well, what's funny is like 5 years ago, if you asked me, like, was I going to ever get divorced? I would say no. But like, I feel like things like happen, like funny things.
And Alexia's like, well, you know what? Larsa needs to like cut the umbilical cord. Okay. Because she's like too close to Scotty. Hold on 1 second. I need to feed both of my sons right now. Okay. Here comes... Here comes, okay, coming into the hangar, coming into the hangar.
Yeah, let me brush both my son's heads as they're on my breast right now.
Yeah, well, like, admittedly, yeah. One, there is a good reason, but still.
Cut the umbilical cord. You know, you shouldn't be married to someone you have an umbilical cord to anyway, because that's your baby. Or trust me, I would marry Peter. And no man she dates is going to be okay with her being married to a baby. There, I can't.
So then Lars is like, you know, the thing is for me, it's hard for me to date because they're talking about Larsa dating. She goes, you know, it's hard for me to date because I would expect so much. I'd expect a guy to do so much for me. And like, that's what I've had, you know. And so if you're not going to do a whole bunch of things for me, I'd rather be alone. I'm like, Larsa, so you're saying you want a guy to do a whole bunch of things for you. And then you're upset that you are dealing with a bossy guy right now. What is not adding up to for you?
She basically just wants a rich DoorDash driver. You know, good luck. Good luck.
A rich TaskRabbit.
Yeah, TaskRabbit, yeah. So then we get Lisa at Lenny's office, and there's like awards and certificates all over his office. And she's like, look at me. I'm going to sit in Lenny's chair. This is going to be hilarious. We're rolling, right? I'm going to sit in Lenny's chair. Lenny left his phone. I'm going to look at his phone, okay? It's going to be funny, right? I'm going to do it.
So then Lenny comes sort of like ambling into his office and they like hug and everything. And he's like, are you looking in my phone? And she's like, I can't help myself. I'm a nosy ass bitch with apparently lots of time. No, I don't have lots of time in my hands. Strike that from the record.
I know, right? This is how Lenny always enters when he sees Lisa. He's like, Jesus Christ, Lisa, what are you doing in our fucking office? Is that my phone, Lisa? He always looks like he's ready to Hulk out this guy.
He really, that's very accurate. So then they have tell us this weird thing about DMs, because she's looking through his phone because he gets a lot of DMs apparently, and Lenny, because they're sitting together like married to medicine style, like a husband and wife in their interview. And Lenny's like, you know, I've had like people DM me, and I usually think it's funny. I usually like to share that with Lisa, you know, things like, oh, your wife is so mean to you. I would be so great to you. Ha, 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 ha.
And I was about to show it to Lisa, but then she saw it before I could show it to her, and she got so mad. I'm sure you were just about to show that one to Lisa, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, God, you're thirsty, Lenny. You're just so thirsty. So she's like, Lenny, we have a lot to talk about. The nanny. We've got to talk about the nanny. And then we see her shopping somewhere, like for clothes shopping. And she's like, can you believe it? The nanny quit. She just picked up her shit and left.
Who would have thought? It seems like Lisa's such a reasonable employer.
I know. It seems like such a cakewalk working for Lisa. So I just love the shot of her like shopping for clothes after insisting that she does so much and then calling someone to scream about her nanny leaving. Like, no one understands what I go through as a mother.
So it turns out that Lenny's parents are coming in for a month because they're going to be moving to Miami. And I was very happy about this because I always really enjoyed his mother. But I didn't want to say anything like, oh, I hope we see his mom again, because I didn't know, like, you know, it's been 10 years. I was like, is she still with us or whatever? But now I can, like, breathe a sigh of relief because she is still with us, which means that we get to have, like, when you hear this, you know this could be, like, Lenny mom moments, and I'm, like, really excited for it.
Yeah, very judgy moments with a smile from Lenny's mom. So Lisa's like, well, your parents are very lucky because not many children grow up and let their parents live with them, Lenny. I hope Logan lets me live with him when he's older. God, I've always wanted a race car bed.
And he's like, Lenny's like, why would you want to do that? Like, why would you do that to yourself, you know?
And she talks about how it's so hard for her to not have help. She's like, listen, Lenny, I'm the house manager, okay? And he goes, uh-huh, you are. She's like, don't minimize what I do, Lenny, okay? You're very busy, and so am I. And he's like, okay. And she's like, yeah, it's very difficult because... Oh, no, he says, yeah, it's very difficult being you, honey. You have to wake up in the morning, and then you have to decide which Rolls Royce you have to drive. And she's like, stop. That is a decision I have to make.
She's like, it is a decision, but it's not the most important decision, okay? I'm not sitting at home eating bonbons and watching TV, okay? What I do is I eat power bars and watch things on YouTube, okay? It's a lot different.
I hate that saying. It's not like I'm just sitting at home eating bonbons. Yeah, I am just sitting at home eating fucking bonbons. What's your point?
I love bonbons.
You want a piece?
I haven't had bonbons in... Well, are bonbons a conceptual thing, Ronnie, or are they a brand? Because I remember when I was younger, they were like the ice cream with a chocolate shell, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. I feel like I never see those. Like, I would eat those bonbons all the time if I saw them.
You know, I feel like I haven't looked for bonbons for a long time, but surely bonbons are still there. I think bonbons, like, to us, are like Lenny's mom. You're like, oh my God, did I just say something awkward and bonbons are gone for it? Like, does something happen to bonbons that I'm going to feel bad about later?
I never thought we would wind up comparing Lenny's mom to a bonbon, but I'm okay with it because I kind of feel like a bonbon is sort of has that, like, so when are you going to bring me a baby? It's like, shut up, bonbon.
Well, now guess what right I just now. Found out, everybody. Welcome to Crappens College. You're about to learn a bonbon is a small chocolate confection.
Oh, so it is a general term.
Yeah, but I could have sworn I used to eat bonbons. Okay, bonbons.
Well, it's a bonbon brand. Ice cream. Yeah.
Bonbons brand. Bonbon. It's also a brand. So you know what? Everybody can be right today.
Well, fuck
the
that.
Point they is eat like... some bonbons. Just sit at home and eat some fucking bonbons. And then guess who you should apologize to? Nobody.
I feel like also that's like such a cheap thing to do. Like, oh, like you're going to name your brand after like the concept. It's like having coming out with ice cream called ice cream, you know, try harder bonbons.
I hope you like my candy. It's called candy. Although that is
like
the
my
best
dog.
Pizza.
It's called dog.
Yeah, that is my best. My favorite pizza is from the place called Pizza. It's all over really? New York. It's huge. So, yeah, pizza slice.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, let's see. Nicole is at her house with a large charcuterie plate, and Gertie comes over. So, this is going to be the non-X-cast that are going to gather so they can talk shit about the original cast, I guess I should say.
The new generation.
Yeah. The new gen, yeah. Yes.
Miami, the new gen. Yeah. So, yeah, they're coming over and everything. And Gertie shows up in a hat. She goes, oh, well, you know why I wore it? You know why I wore it? Because last minute, I had like five pimples. But I gertified them with a hat. Pimples in the hat. Each hat has its own pimple. If you look closely, lots of little hats on my forehead. It's lovely.
Literally. Like she says literally. So Nicole's like, if I had to describe the Hamptons trip in one word, it would be unfortunate. Bickering, arguing, and nothing like I expected it to be. I was like, that was a lot of words, but I'll forgive you because you were actually nice. I was on your side on that trip.
Yeah, and then Gertie is just like, well, I can't believe my charity fashion event is coming up this week. Gertie doesn't even want to talk about the Hamptons. She's just pivoting to her event. And so she talks about this foundation and how it's going to give money to schools and housing and Haiti and all that stuff. And then guess who shows up at the door and guess what she has in her hand?
It's Julia with eggs.
And Nicole's like, I'm used to people bringing me wine, but this is the first time anyone has ever brought me eggs. And Gertie's like, oh my God, look at her. She's already got wine poured. She's stressing. That's what's going on. Let me tell you what's stressful. I'm trying to get fashion models, fashion, you know, saving Haiti, appreciating Haiti. Everything I do is very stressful. Please move that couch over there. That's my couch. I live here. I'm sorry. It's habit.
Just moving couches. I would love, like, I feel like Gertie, like, I feel like I would be scared to have eggs near Gertie because she would have, like, a lot of egg suggestions. Well, are you going to sunny side up? Over easy? Fry them? Poach them? You can poach. It's very easy. You can make a tornado. You add a little bit of vinegar, or you can not. You can just fry them again. Or you can scramble. Soft scramble? Hard scramble? Runny scramble? Do you like it runny? Soft? Do you want a shakshuka? It's like, Gertie. Don't gertify my eggs.
Benedict? Literally. Literally.
Literally. Literally Benedict.
So then Kiki comes over looking gorgeous as always. You know, that's what Kiki does. She just arrives looking gorgeous everywhere and like gives a nice hello to everybody.
I had the same thought when I was watching this. It's like, I feel like half the episode is just Kiki walking into places, just being gorgeous.
That's what she does. You know, everyone has different roles on Housewives shows. I feel like Kiki's audition tape was like, okay, we are rolling. Hello. Like, she started her audition by walking into the room.
Oh my God. I need a cute man.
So she talks about how it's been such a long day, which I wish just once somebody would ask Kiki why. What did you do? Yeah. Like, what's going on, Kiki? Just ask Kiki something someday. So Nicole's like, well, okay, let's just get to it. I've always been confused by the Adriana-Julia thing, but you know what, Julia? After witnessing your friend's engagement and then how concerned she was when you were sick, that was genuine. That was genuine. So I'm not confused. That was the weirdest fucking thing ever. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that was a weird... that was weird. That was a very weird thing. And I don't know why it needed to be shared also. Because it also makes you... If your whole thing is that you're saying like you're not that judgy or whatever, it's sort of saying that you were being judgy. I don't know what I'm saying. I got distracted by a text notification on my screen and I lost my train of thought. And I don't think it was a good enough train of thought to really bring back. I'm like, should I talk about eggs again? I can talk more about eggs.
I get what you're saying. She's like, I'm not judgmental, but she's like, I was totally judging you, but I'm not anymore. That's like her thing, you know, like to kind of confess after the fact. But let's see here. Did you see that Sushal Madia sent us a really good clip of when they were getting drunk? So Julia's taking all these shots and this and that, and Adriana comes up to her and she puts something in her mouth, and then Julia like goes to take it out and then realizes what it is and then does like, ooh, no. And smiles at Adriana. So it looks like Adriana slipped her some kind of a pill or something that night.
A little goat pill from Russia?
No, I did not see that. Wow.
Oh, cameras, you're so good. They catch everything. So Julia's like,
oh, yes, we have each other's pickle back. We have each other's back. Don't say pickle, please. Nobody bring up pickle again.
Or picklebacks. So Julia's like,
you know, I love Adriana's authentic side. You can call her day and night and she won't judge you. Like, for instance, I call her at 3 a.m. and say, goat is sick. Do you have phone number of goat IV man? Please help Adriana.
Well, I just want to be honest. I used to think people calling at 3 a.m. was disgusting. But I think it's cute now. So.
As a doctor, I realize that emergencies can happen any time of the day.
So Nicole's saying, okay, you know, so Alexia got pissed off because I told her that she was yelling. And also they show the clip and Nicole is yelling that Alexia is yelling. She's like, you need to stop yelling right now. So then Alexia got mad. So then she got Marisol to defend Alexia by coming after Nicole at the dinner, you know, which is, of course, true. That is happening.
Yeah. And Nicole says, this argument started over rumors, and Marisol admitted that she didn't even hear it from my mouth. But I wrote in my notes, I had a typo, and I said she didn't even hear it from my moth, which I think is funny in two different ways. It's funny to think that, like, Nicole might have, like, a pet moth, because I can see her, like, having a pet moth and being like, oh, yeah, have you guys seen my moth? I have a moth. Yeah, they're like the new pets that people have now. But I can also see Nicole just like doing the moth and telling a really lame story about the Hamptons. And everyone there is like, oh my God, why did this girl get on stage?
Nope, she didn't. She said, you didn't hear it out of my mouth. But guess what? Most rumors you don't hear out of a person's mouth. That's why they're rumors.
That's true.
So Julia's like, well, and then she said the word wedlock. Huh, people in glass houses should never throw a rock. Larsa never had sex with a man who was not married or who was married or when she wasn't married to him. Who cares? What is she, some kind of religious person?
People in glass houses, the only thing they should throw are tennis balls covered in paint.
So then Kiki is like, oh my God, like marriage is not for everyone. Like sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. For instance, in my life, and just, you know, no one's No one's asking her to elaborate.
Yeah. So Julia says that her children come from all different fathers, and Larsa tried to make it shameful.
But she should be the one feeling shameful saying it.
And Nicole's like, well, you know, I tried to talk to Marisol, but then she just, like, walked away from me. And guess what? I'm not going to waste my time or energy. I made one attempt. That's all you get from me. One attempt.
And then, like, it's the end of the scene. So to, like, punctuate that's the end of the scene, they then cut to Nicole in the chair, just all flat, like, like she just, like, died. It's like, that's all you get. And now I am dead.
Yeah, I'm only doing that line reading once, by the way. Also, so now Marisol doesn't care. Like, that's the other thing. She's like, and that's it. I'm like, but she walked away from you. You know, it's the whole, like, who broke up with who thing. She broke up with you. So yeah. Horns, Lisa, we're in a kitchen, and Lisa is grabbing, she's with the parents-in-law. Okay, they go to some place called M Kitchen, and she's like, grab Elle's baby bag, and I'll grab Elle.
Yeah, so Lisa's at a restaurant, and she's there with Lenny's parents, Marina, and Anatoly, I believe his name was, Anatoly?
Anatoly?
Dad. So so Lisa is like, they're all just sitting there, the kids are there, and Lisa's like, hey mom, you want some mommy juice? She's like, I never tried that. What is that? Mommy juice? What is that? She's like, it's wine. Oh, very, very funny and irresponsible of you. Yes.
So Lisa's like, you know, my relationship with Lenny's parents has been difficult in the past because she thought I was too young and not good enough for her son. And we don't really have any advice that that's changed, but Lisa tells us that now that she's given children to the family, that she's taken much more with open arms, I guess. I don't know why I'm shuddering over that.
Ronnie, I really want you to make sure you express this point very carefully. She gave them babies, and now the mom barely tolerates her. She went from not tolerating her to now being like, well, my bloodline, even though it has been destroyed partially by your DNA, will continue on.
Yeah. So Lenny comes, and the daughter's like, oh my God, it's Danny. And Lenny tells us how being a dad's everything he ever wanted. It's just like he imagined. And he's like, you know what? Lisa's saying, well, Logan wants a little brother. He's always asking for a little brother. And Lenny's like, and that's why you don't listen to six-year-olds.
And so Lisa and Lenny are going to be going to their annual European vacation without the kids to Saint-Tropez. And Marina's like, oh, Lisa, you never mentioned, how was your trip? Was that a prostitute retreat? Please tell me more about it.
And Lisa says, oh, God, that was a trip from hell.
Oh, well, how nice. That's where you'll be going. So I'm glad you had fun.
Trip to hell. That's what I called, when I went to your wedding.
Mm-hmm. And Lisa's like, I mean, would you go to a place where you didn't know your sleeping arrangement?
No, I don't like that. I was trying to come up with some Marina joke. I just couldn't do it, Ronnie.
Don't have those Marina jokes slamming yet.
The Marina jokes weren't firing off for me at that moment.
Lisa's going off how she had to share a bed, and there were three people in the room, and Lenny's like, I'd do it. Jesus, as long as two of them weren't you.
And she's like, you would share a bed with three guys? Because it's happened. She goes, oh my God, you guys are making me feel like an asshole. Which, I'm glad it finally happened. I'm glad after all these years, it finally happened. Lisa finally realized she's an asshole.
And he's like, but honey, you've got to live in the real world, okay? And she's like, but we don't live in the real world. Which I think is... like, I love that she sees herself. Like, she doesn't try to fake shit. She's like, we're rich. Why would I? Right. Why would I have to live in the real world? So then she's like, well, you know what they say, that husbands marry their mothers. Men marry their mothers. And he goes, oh my God. Well, you are just like my mother. I mean, you both think someone's out to get you all of the time. You're both difficult as fuck.
I never realized I was so slutty.
She's like, do you have anything good to say about me? I mean, aren't there good parts about him? about me? He's like, your rack. She's like, you did that, Lenny. Anything else? Pass. He's like, just pass. Please pass. Shoot somebody else, please.
Marina is so not happy to think of Lisa as the younger version of herself. You know, Marina hates that so much.
Yeah. And then a Bugatti drives up, and it's Larsa Pippin out for girls' night. And guess who dances in? Kiki. Because that's what Kiki. She does. She's like, it's Kiki. It's Kiki. Yeah.
Kiki's like, it's girls' night out. We're going to talk about boys. And, you know, you dress on point, Larsa. You know, it's fine to say tonight we're going to meet some cute guys, right? Because that's the other thing that Kiki wants. Like, all, on vacation in the Hamptons, all Kiki wanted was to meet some hot guys. She's like, I am hot as fuck. We're in a place with, like, hot, rich guys. Please, someone find me a hot guy. Can we find me a hot guy, please? And, of course, in the Hamptons, they, like, the farthest they got out of that place was going to the roof for Larsa's influencer event.
And Larsa's like, well, I'll help you get some guys, but I'm not really looking. She's like, but you're the one getting a divorce. And she's like, I don't pursue guys. I mean, you could be 30, you could be 75. Just, like, be with the person who makes you feel best, you know?
And then she goes... And then they're talking about, like, Larsa dating athletes. And she's like, well, it's not that I necessarily like athletes, but I do like guys that are bosses. So then I can complain that they're bosses in our relationship.
Yeah, and she says, I don't like athletes. They like me.
Did she say that?
Yeah, shut up, Larsa. Okay, so Larsa. She's like, yeah, I mean, I guess that's my lifestyle. And the producer goes, could you remind me what...
Malik,
it auto-corrected to males. I was like, what? What males
Can
is known for?
You remind me what males are known for?
Thanks, Siri. Got me in another pickle. You got me in pickle again. So she's like, he's known as my past. I don't even want to look back because, like, looking back messes up my hair.
Yeah, so Malik was the basketball player that I guess she was dating him. This was one of her little... like scandals that barely penetrated pop culture. I don't know if he was married or she was married or they both were married, but it was a thing that was exciting for some people. So
I've got a good Lars. What is wrong with me today?
Monday. We're going very
article.
It's a little hard. Later. We're ramping up. We're ramping up. Okay.
I've got a good Larsa article later for you. You're gonna love it. And by later, I mean in three paragraphs of notes.
Coming up on Crappin's, Larsa.
More Larsa. So then Adriana comes in and basically they're like, wow, you look great. And she's like, you look happy. And Adriana goes, it's called little fingers. And they're like, oh my God. And Larsa's like, oh wow, there you go.
Yeah. And then the waiter comes by to take an order, and Kiki is like, I would like two dicks on a plate, please. Make it three. Make it three. I was like, wow, Kiki is really, she's really ready to go. She's raring to find some of that D.
And Adriana, who's made this mistake and actually had penises served to her on plates, goes, but attached to the person, please. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. Glad you clarified. Oh,
We thought you wanted a dismembered penis on a plate. Know. Sorry.
The waiter was just about to bring you a penis and some French fries. I'm really glad you said something about that. So she's like, I have a theory. Big men with big head, big foot, big hands. You know it's going to be big.
Wow, what a bombshell theory, Adrian. I've never heard that before.
Right?
She's really blowing all our minds. And so then, so she says this whole thing, and then Larsa goes, well, your boyfriend looks little as hell. It's like, wow, Larsa, that's like, most people would find that to be a pretty rude thing to say. But Adriana takes it in stride, at least for right now, and she's like, well, maybe I like little.
Yeah, and Larsa's like, TMI, lady, you're promoting your fucking... OnlyFans.
You're doing
it's all
OnlyFans.
About jerking off to your feet. Can you get over yourself? Please.
I know. TMI. So then Adriana tells us, oh, when I go to the gynecologist, you know what she does? She uses, you know, the baby spatula, you know, like the baby spatula. And she's like, you know, the thing, you know, opens up the vagina, you know, the little one, the little like. She just starts illustrating it for us.
Yeah. So then it's later in the night, and Kiki's like, tell me what you find attractive, and then I'll talk about what I find attractive, which, of course, we never get to. And Larsa says, tall, dark, and handsome. And then Kiki says, name some names. Come on, name some names. And Adriana says, oh, you and Kanye West. What happened with them, by the way? What happened with the Kardashians? And
yeah. Adriana's just full-on nosy, and I totally appreciate it.
Yeah. And so Adriana tells us it's a mystery still. They had a downfall. I think because Larsa can be judgmental, or there's a situation with Tristan and Kylie and Larsa was in the middle. I'm searching for an answer, but she's not giving it to me.
I think the downfall was that the Kardashians realized they were hanging out with Larsa Pippen and were like, oh, wait, why? Bye.
So she's like, why did he tweet Larsa in that tweet? What was that about? And Larsa's telling us, bitch, I don't even know what happened. I was Kim's best friend and I was friends with Kanye and like I saw everything. So I took a beating because I saw everything. And that was basically the demise of our friendship because I knew too much. So I was a problem. So they would kill you. Okay.
Larsa.
What did you do?
Larsa is just all too happy to elevate herself up into the stature of being relevant in this group of people. Like, she was one of the many hanger-ons that we hear about coming in and out of that group. Because I don't follow Kardashian gossip very closely. But, you know, you hear little things, you know, here and there. Names that come flittering through our lives. And she's, to me, she just was, like, another one that just sort of, like, latched on where she could. And then she was disposed of. Which makes sense. And she's just really trying to elevate herself onto this level where she is really like a major player in Kardashian drama. You are not, Larsa.
Yes.
You just were there.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Well, do you want to hear? This is from Elle Magazine. Okay.
Oh, do so
it's a
tell.
It's a big, long article, so I won't read the whole thing, but some of it's just so funny. Okay, so the entire Kardashian family unfollowed longtime friend Pippen on Instagram in July, sparking speculation about drama brewing. Kanye West tweeted about Pippen, writing Larsa emoji before later deleting it. A source spoke to Entertainment Tonight about what happened, at least from the family's perspective. Larsa and the Kardashian sisters aren't friends anymore, and they have grown apart. The Kardashians felt Larsa wasn't bringing the best energy to their friendships and slowly drifted. No one has negative feelings towards one another, but they didn't see a reason to continue to stay close. And by the way, nothing happened between Larsa and Tristan, continued the source. So then we get to Larsa. Pippen blamed West for the family turning against her. Kanye has literally brainwashed the whole family into thinking I don't even know what. I don't even know. He talks so much about me being this and that and this and that.
Wait, this and that and this and that?
Isn't this like perfect Larsa quote?
XYZ.
No, wait.
He says
just
X,
wait.
Y, and Z.
And I swear this is a quote. Kanye used to call me 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. I was the person that would take his calls when he wanted to rant. I would listen to him. I would be like, I love you. You're the best. Things will get better. I was his go-to person to call when he wasn't happy with X, Y, and Z.
No, Larsa, that was you putting on his music at 4 in the morning. It's not the same thing.
Maybe because I blocked him on my phone because I couldn't bear taking his calls anymore. Like, I can't. I'm drained. So I blocked him on my phone. Obviously, that really upset him. So he turned that into, oh, she's this and that.
This and that. That's the new iteration of XYZ. This and that and XYZ.
The Kardashians all started to ride his wave. Like, if you're that easily swayed like the wind, then do I really give a fuck? Like, should I give a fuck? I don't know. Was I hurt by it? Yes. But at the same time, I'm like, I've done nothing. I've never done one thing. I've been the most honest and truthful friend to all of them. She continues on that she dated Thompson before Khloé did, but did not have an affair with him while he and Khloé were together. Thompson would go on to cheat on Khloé multiple times, including while she was pregnant with their daughter, True. You gotta love it. Having a baby with a cheater and then naming it True.
And also, Larsa continues to be married to Scottie Pippen, right?
Yes.
Or
Yes, good point. Okay. There's so much in here that it's
what
like,
a great resume.
Right. Yeah, I have the best resume.
So my resume has so many accomplishments. This and that and XYZ.
Last year, Thompson cheated with Kylie Jenner's best friend, Jordan Woods, causing the family to drop Woods too. Khloe and Thompson have recently begun dating again. Okay, so she says, I was seeing him. I had him come to LA. I brought him to a party Kim had. I introduced him to all of them. And then like a week later or 10 days later, he started seeing Khloe, which is fine. Like, I don't even care. It's whatever. I'm the type of person that doesn't chase what's not for me. I will never chase a man. I will never put a leash on a man. I don't do that. I feel like, let you be great. If you want to be with other people, go ahead. I'm great by myself. It's also worth noting that Thompson left his pregnant ex-girlfriend, Jordan Craig, when he started dating Khloe. Okay. So you're saying that you were cheating with this guy first before Khloe was cheating with him.
Yeah. Right?
Literally, XYZ, and this and that, and this and that.
This is a big this and that. That was almost a that and that. That was a big one. That was, you know, I just, so lately, you know, Kanye West kind of drives me nuts. Like, I have a whole thing. Like, I think it's annoying that every time, like, Kanye West is, like, problematic as fuck these days. And I have a whole thing where I notice that whenever, you know, people go in on him for being problematic or just doing, like, some shit that's, like, you're, like, deranged right now. The way you're, like, harping on, like, you're going after women so aggressively. And people are like, you know, he is a musical genius. But I'm like, you know, we don't have to say that anymore. We all know it. Like, I feel like it bothers me. Anyway, I'm just going on a side rant now. I apologize. But what I really wanted to say is that lately he's been going nuts on, like, Pete Davidson on his Instagram. And he keeps putting up these memes that are like fuck Pete Davidson, because Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian have some sort of thing. And he recently put up some sort of Photoshop thing where it was like Kanye and like Julia, the woman he's dating, and like some other like of his friends, and I was like versus Pete Davidson and Kid Cudi, because he's mad at Kid Cudi now, and I think he's mad at Billie Eilish. It was like this weird Photoshop thing, and all I could think of during this entire scene was, God, Larsa probably was like, I was hoping that she would make it onto that Photoshop. She was like, I stood up for Kanye during Real Housewives of Miami. I'll get on the poster. I'm gonna get on the poster.
Yeah. Nope. Sorry.
Nope.
Sorry. Oh, gosh. So, Adriana, so Larsa's like, Adriana, why don't we talk about you, this and that, XYZ? So, Adriana's like, oh, okay. Well, I saw Kanye's dick before. His dick is big. It's big and thick.
Like, it wouldn't have even fit on a plate if it had been served on one with his body attached.
And Kiki's like, how did you saw it? And she says, Art Basel, I went to the restroom, I opened the door, and he's peeing right there in the restroom. I'm like, fuck, someone is peeing in the restroom.
And Larsa's like, what the fuck is Adriana talking about? Which is a fair question, because it's like, how do you just walk into a bathroom where Kanye West is in there and he doesn't have security like blocking you from just going in there, right? So Larsa, of course, uses this as a chance to elevate her stature. She goes, I'm not bringing up your friends or your old friends, so maybe you shouldn't bring up my friends.
Yeah. And she goes, yeah, I've known Kanye for a long time, so I don't like this story.
Great. Larsa Pippen, the great Kanye West defender. Yeah. But by the way, this story is actually complimentary to Kanye West, by the way.
It's just, this is just Larsa being like, I'm famous. You can't talk about things because I'm more famous than you. It's just such a Larsa thing. But also, Adriana's so off the rails for no reason, too. It cracked, the whole thing was cracking me up. So Adriana's like, I'm just telling her how I saw his dick. And she goes, I don't believe this story, Adriana. She goes, I swear to you. I swear I saw his dick.
She's like, I hate this about you sometimes, Adriana. Like, you just do dumb shit. She goes, I don't do dumb shit. She goes, no, well, I don't talk about your friends or your husbands. So don't talk about people I know, kids that I know, and families that I know. And Adriana's like, what kids? Who's talking about kids?
And Adriana tells us she had no problem discussing Kim's cellulite back in 2011. I was like, oh my God, Adriana. You'd love that Adriana's just Googling everything that she's going to hold against Larsa this whole season, you know? Like,
yes.
You're holding on to a tweet from 2011? Come on.
And Larsa also had no problem, and this is brought up later, but Larsa had no problem immediately saying that Adriana's boyfriend's penis is probably small. So, I don't know.
Well, in her defense, I think she was saying guys who are big have big dicks, and she's saying then yours must be small because you're dating a small guy, which is still fucking rude, but that's kind of how I took
it. The point is it's like a boundary
period.
Issue.
It's rude, period, I guess.
It's rude, period. That might be true, by the way, but it's a boundary issue, and now, like, I hate when people are like, they have inconsistent rules about boundaries.
Yes. So Larsa's like, change the subject. She's, I saw it with my own eyes. I talked to him. I talked to him. And she's like, okay, fine, chill. And she goes, don't threaten me, Larsa.
She goes, keep it respectful. I am keeping it respectful. She goes, it's not a joke to talk about someone's husband. It's not funny. Larsa, the moral authority again.
Right. And so respectful of marriages. That's what cracks me up too. Like, you can't talk about someone's husband. Yeah, very respectful of relationships over there, Larsa. So Adriana's like, they're divorced. I saw his dick. Who cares? And she's like, then tell the story when I'm not around, okay? Tell the story when I'm not around.
And Adriana's like, why? Most people at this point would have actually just dropped it. They would have thought Larsa's ridiculous, but they would have dropped it. But like, Adriana's like very determined to tell, broadcast the story about the time she ran into Kanye West while he was peeing. So Larsa's like, just tell the story when I'm not around. And Kiki's like, we came here to have fun, but stop it. Why are we doing this? Hot guys, caca. Oh my God.
Well, listen, I can tell the story of my life, and he's a public figure. She's like, everyone in my life is a public figure, Adriana. Literally everyone in my life is a public figure, okay?
Because she's so obnoxious. Like, the only way you can, like, one-up someone saying that the, like, running into Kanye peeing in a bathroom at Art Basel is the story of their life is to say that everyone in your life is a public figure.
God, that's annoying enough when actual famous people, like, when people who are famous for actually doing something talk like this, it's annoying enough. But when people like Larsa talk like this, like, oh, God, honey, give back the Oscar for Blindside. You didn't earn it. OK, Sandra, sit down.
So Adriana's like, I don't know why she's taking it so personally. Has she seen it? Does she want it? So that's Adriana now trying to like start the rumor mill on E over there. But like Larsa's losing her mind, and Kiki's like, it sounds like something deeper is happening. How did we get to this? And then Adriana goes, you started it, Larsa.
Yeah, and stop threatening me. That's Adriana's other big thing, is trying to make it that Larsa's threatening her. So Larsa's like, you know what? I'm done with her because she's disrespectful and inappropriate, and I don't want to hear anything she has to say. She goes, you're inappropriate. Your attitudes.
Larsa's like, what have I done? She goes, just right now. Larsa goes, I'm not threatening you. I'm telling you, be respectful, because I know you think you're crazy, but if you take it to 100, I take it to 200, this and that XYZ.
And Adriana goes, I can take you down, bitch. I can take it to 2000, okay?
Don't talk about Andre 2000 or Andre 3000, whatever thousand he is. Don't talk about him because he's someone that I have a CD of, and that means he's in my life, and he's a public figure.
And Adriana's screaming now, it's my fucking life, bitch, my life.
In this restaurant, screaming.
She's screaming. And she goes, and stop saying you pay for shit. And Larsa's like, but it was my trip. Like, somehow they've gotten onto that.
Yeah.
So now Larsa gets up and walks off like, how dare she talk about a child? You know, so she leaves. And then Kiki's like, what just happened? And they're basically trying to figure it out, right? So then Kiki gets up. No one gets up. She's asking Adriana if she's okay. And she's like, no, I was trying to eat.
Like, it escalated in such a strange way and so quickly, where they were just like screaming, and it just like got onto like several different subjects all at once, and then it was just over.
Yeah, Larsa just walked off, right? So then Gertie is, oh my gosh. Okay, so then we go into Gertie's party, and she's like, fancy, hello, I need this done like now, okay? You know what? Give me some champagne. Is the champagne cold? Because I need cold champagne. I like it chilly. Straight, please. You know what? Move the couch. Oh, you know what? Darling, pour me a glass of champagne too. You do it too. I just want to see who's first. You do it, then you do it. It's very hard having these many people work for you.
And then when she asked the guy for a glass of champagne, the guy pours the glass of champagne on his forehead. I was like, you know what, sir? This is unnecessary. Okay, you can take your little cocktail, you know, ode to Cocktail the movie and stop this right now. I just was like so annoyed. Why are you doing that? Why are you pouring my champagne on your forehead right now?
Yeah, got to earn that living. Someone's going to watch this and be like, oh my God, I want that guy to pour champagne on his forehead at my party.
It's true. So Gertie wants to raise $25,000 for this event, which is great. And for some reason, it made me think back to Atlanta season one.
Totally.
Did you have that thought too?
Yes,
Deshaun. I thought about it so long.
Deshaun being like, I'm having a fundraiser and I'm going to raise $97 million.
She had like a fundraiser in her living room with like 20 people. It was like, my goal is to raise $2 million. that's a forgotten quirk from Atlanta that we should always like remember.
Oh, I always will. It's the first thing I thought of too. But Gertie has a more reasonable goal. Okay.
Yes.
So then her dad comes. Her dad has flown in to come, and he's really proud of her, you know, and him and Russell tell her how proud they are that she's doing all of this stuff. And she's like, don't make me cry, guys. Don't make me cry. I said, don't make me cry. You know what? If you're going to make me cry, move over there. Okay. I'm moving my father to the right. Can we get some orange juice for my father? Not on your forehead, please. Do it on your elbow this time. Look at him. He's pouring his orange juice on his elbow. Amazing.
Tears? Okay, I don't have too many tears. Okay, tears, I want you to get together and move the couch. Okay? Tears, move the couch. I had tears. I put little hats on the tears because the tears have pimples. Okay? Gratified.
So everyone starts arriving for this party, and you know, here comes Mary's song.
Hi, girls.
And the girls kind of cold shoulder her, right? Because it's Nicole and it's like the new gen cast. And they're kind of cold shouldering her. And she's, I'm just reading over a bunch of
Marisol. Marisol responds to when she goes, well, she's wounded. I get it. Here, let me move my straw up and down a few times to show how I totally get it. It's very liberating to me, and I don't let things bother me. And one day, Nicole will not let things bother her.
But she's so sad because you did this to yourself, getting iced out, because you're an asshole and nobody trusts you. And all you do is walk around licking Alexia's butthole the whole time. You are so pathetic. And I'm so glad you're showing yourself to be this pathetic because it's cracking me up. But it does really affect her because she's like, I get it, but I'm liberated because I'm older. It's like the saddest straw ever, you know?
Like, watch for her, like her moving that straw up and down is like the equivalent of like watching Diagnosis Murder. She's like, well, I'm old now, so this is my CBS Friday night, moving a straw up and down.
So let's see. Kiki comes, does a great entrance, good Kiki entrance. She's like, hi, girls. It's me, Kiki.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Alexia comes and she tells us how Gertie is always throwing fabulous events, you know, and it's always perfect. And that's why I've hired her to plan my wedding. Yes, Alexia.
I didn't realize she was having a wedding. That's so funny.
Yes,
Alexia. But we do learn that they are going to be having a bachelorette party, and it's going to be at the Versace mansion, and it's going to be a slumber party. So, I mean, look, slumber parties have worked historically very well with this cast, and the Versace mansion is famously not known for any sort of drama, so I think it'll be great.
Right? So then Adriana, of course, starts gossiping with Marisol. She's like, tell me everything. So she's like, well, you know, I was telling Larsa that I went into the bathroom and I saw Kanye West Bing. So I, you know what? I saw his documentation. That's what I told her. And she's like, you mean his penis? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, and his penis was limp, but it was big. Marisol goes, I'm speechless right now. I wish I had a straw to do the emoting for me.
So then Gertie comes over to Adriana, and she's like, oh my God, Adriana, I'm obsessed with your dress. It's very retro. Your boobs are out. What were you talking about? What were you talking about right now? And she's like, oh, the drama with Larsa. And Gertie says, oh yeah, I don't even think she's coming. And she, and Adriana goes, she's not? And she's like, she's not here. Is she here? There's a party going. Yeah, this is Larsa, okay? It could be tomorrow morning and Larsa will still show up. Like,
hi, yeah. I'm here for my gift bag.
Hi, I had to leave a party with public figures to come to this one with non-public figures. Mm. I had a very difficult time watching the movie Hidden Figures because I'm really not about figures that are not known to the public.
Plus the math. Plus math.
Plus space. What is that?
So everybody is getting seated for this fashion show. And of course, Gordy is like, need a seat? Who needs a seat? Take a seat. Take a seat right there. You need a seat? Take a seat. There's a chair. Hey, chair. You know what? Help yourself and let someone's butt into you. Okay?
Okay.
Did everybody hear me?
Bartender? Bartender? Okay, take that seat off of your forehead. Okay, give it to someone. Someone needs to sit down. Okay, great.
Oh, so we see a fashion show. This is her big fashion show. It's actually a good fashion show.
Yeah, it was a nice fashion show with Haitian designers. And I kind of thought that the episode was going to end on this, like, uplifting note of, you know, like at the end of the day, everyone came together for Gertie. So we see this and it's like, oh, this is nice. Well, this is a nice way to end a show. But no, the show continues on.
Yeah. She's like, I just wanted to do good by my family. Thank you for coming, everyone. And Julie is like, I have brought eggs. She's like, okay, please. Please.
Eggs for Haiti?
So then, So it's a very nice moment. It's very nice. And then after the fashion show, it's just like a party and there's dancing. And I love Alexia. See some random girls dancing. She goes, oh, I count with the girls. So thirsty. I'm like, you were on a reality show, ma'am.
You're literally standing by the front door of the party waiting to have a fight on camera with somebody. I mean, come on. So she's telling Alexia. She goes, oh, Alexia, do you know what Larsa did? It was girls' night and Larsa freaked out on me for no reason at all. And Alexia says, for no reason whatsoever, I can't. Come on. And she's like, well, you know what? It was about Anya's penis size.
So then downstairs, Larsa shows up, of course. And Adriana's like, and I'm saying, like, you know, what did I do? I just talk about his penis size. And Alexia's like, oh, well, you know, like, Larsa, I feel like you should have, like, a conversation with her, you know? And Larsa walks into the party, and then she tells us, are you fucking kidding me? The first person I see is the last person I want to see. It's not even a public figure. It's Adriana.
Dun, dun, dun. So she comes in and hugs Alexia. And Adriana's like, well, look who the cat dragged in and decided to grace us with her presence, even though the party is already over.
I would appreciate if you didn't mention the cat in the hat, because that's actually like a very important cat in my life. And actually, I don't know if you know this, but Dr. Seuss based the cat in the hat off of Kanye West. So I just think it would be like kinder if you just didn't mention the cat at all.
I gave him the eggs.
Okay, Julia.
They were green. By the way,
they were green eggs.
Way to go, Larsa Pippen, missing the entire fashion show for a charity fundraiser for Haiti. That's so rude.
So Larsa. So then she comes in and she's like, oh, so you remember calling me a bitch, right, Adriana? She goes, no, I remember you threatening me. And she's like, I did not. I just got mad because you brought up something very, very hurtful to me. You know, like none of your friends are on Wikipedia. All of my friends are on Wikipedia.
I mean, you brought up this and that. You brought up X, Y, and Z. I don't want to say it, but you also mentioned RSTLNE. It was very disturbing. And Adriana's like, Kanye West penis? Like, why is he hurtful to you? Like, what do you have to do with his penis?
I love that line. Kanye West penis? How is that hurtful to you? So, Lars is like, I just don't want to talk about it, okay? And so, you know, basically they're just, here we go. They're going to start fighting, right? So Adriana's ready to go off. And Alexia's like, but come on, you have to respect her feelings, Adriana. And Lars is like, I would never, ever do that to you, Adriana. And Adriana's like, you were threatening me. It's like, I was not, okay? You should look up the definition of threatening.
Well, you told me you can go from 0 to 100, and I can go from 0 to 200. And she goes, because you were yelling at me. I said, are you threatening me? Well, would you be comfortable about someone you know's family member that your kid and her kids play together's husband's penis? I was like, what are you talking about, Larsa? Like, her sentence, like, barely, like, didn't even, she just was then just, it was a word scramble at that point.
It's kind of hard to rewind on Peacock, you know, the way that the player is set up. Like, you think you're pressing rewind, but it just moves the cursor over. So every time I rewind, I go click, and then I click it again, and then it rewinds at like 7 minutes. So I kept trying to rewind, but I couldn't get it. But this is the three times I watched it. that goes, would you be comfortable with someone talking about someone's family member who you and her kids went to school together and play together's husband's penis?
The apostrophe S husband's penis at the end of that sentence is hilarious to me. Like, would you be comfortable going to Starbucks and ordering a venti macchiato's husband's penis? I don't think so.
And Lars is like, would you be comfortable with some... Oh, yeah. So Adriana's like, why are you saying kids? There was no kids involved in this. And so then Larsa tells all the other ladies who are, of course, gathered around. You know, Marisol's just sitting there with her straw like, and Larsa says, I'm just saying, like, for me, there's some stuff that are, like, off limits, right, guys? She's like, talk to me. You are talking to me. Look at me and talk to me right now.
Adriana, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not used to being in situations where when I tell people I'm not comfortable with this conversation, that they disregard that. Adriana goes, oh, because you're Queen Bee? You're Queen Bee? She goes, I am Queen Bee. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that.
Why, Larsa? Why are you Queen Bee? She goes, because I respect myself. Well, I respect myself too. You're saying you're better than me?
That's how I feel. This is all about Kanye West penis, everyone. Kanye West penis, and now it's being fought over at a fundraiser for Haitian schools and children.
And Adriana is just doing anything she can to fight. Like, she's gonna find fault with... I mean, she's already done the, you're threatening me. But then Larsa is like, but then you're bringing kids into it, which no one did that either.
Classic. Yeah. And then Adriana's like, well, that's how you act. You're always treating everyone like they're second class citizens. And she goes, that's how you feel. Well, you make me feel like that.
And so she's like, well, I've known Larsa for 10 years. And right away, she was sure to let me know that she was married to a very rich, famous guy. And that implied that she's better than me and that she can afford a braid crown that matches her actual hair. Well.
And Larsa's like, I show you nothing but love, respect, and how to log on to OnlyFans, okay?
And she's like, no, because the moment I mentioned Kanye West, you triggered. You changed. And she's like, oh my God, you are such a psycho. You called me a bitch, and I never called you one thing. I just imagine Adriana going through People magazine furious. Like, oh, you think you're better than me, huh?
Okay. That's good. Yeah, she Kate definitely
Winslet.
Projects some things.
Oh, Kate Winslet. Look, she's better than me. Whoa,
oh, Kate Winslet in The Reader. Oh, you think I don't read? Is that what you're saying? I'm uneducated, Kate Winslet? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Bueller just perked up for a little Kate Winslet talk. He was like,
finally, you're talking about something I can get behind. Bueller's like, I've been working on my Mayor of Easttown accent.
Okay, so she's like, whatever aggression you have towards the Kardashians. And she's, I don't have aggression towards anyone, Adriana, including you, okay? All because you said my date's penis is small.
That's in your head. You're the victim. And then she's like, you know what? We don't have to be at the same table. I'll be at one side and you'll be at the other side and I don't have to hear it.
Yeah, she's like, you can talk about anyone's penis and I don't have to hear. And she goes, oh, you are so prude, aren't you? Aren't you, Larsa?
And Adriana tells us, for somebody with such a dicey history and so much negative press around her name that she still passes judgment, rumor has it she's dating some young guy almost as old as her son, that she was hooking up with Future, and that she was supposedly married. And I don't understand how you could be so shady. She's just going to spread all the gossip.
Adriana has been waiting for this one. This must be around the time that they were like, Adriana, I think you're just going to be a friend of. Because she is like going
too messy with
all,
for the
she's
lawyers.
Blazing all guns, right? So Lars is
dragging
like, she's
Future into it.
I'm sorry, say it?
I just said dragging Future into it.
I know, no kidding. You're not allowed to bring up the past. And Future Larsa really upset me. So Larsa's like, she's just irrational, you know. And Julia, if you don't like someone talking about your friend, I mean, I wouldn't do that to you, Julia. I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't put people in weird situations. Now, come on, let's look at my feed on OnlyFans. Hold on one second. So then Gertie tells us, Larsa came to my event pretty late and did not even balance any champagne on her forehead or move a couch, okay? And there's a time and place for everything, like I said, balancing champagne on your head, which is now, okay? And this night is definitely not the night. It shows me, you know what it shows me a lot? It shows me a lack of respect. It shows me non-gratified.
Mm-hmm. That was not gratified. So it ends with Adriana stomping out of there. She's so mad. But the only place to go is this little tiny balcony overlooking a freeway. So it just ends with Adriana overlooking the freeway. Like, I'm so mad right now.
I don't get to tell the story of my life, which is involved seeing Kanye West's penis.
Yeah. So there you go, everybody. That brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Miami. Join us tonight for Take a Seat. And Do not forget to join us on Patreon for this video, other videos, and of course, go get some new tour merch, crappinsmerch.com. Also, join us for our live shows in San Diego and LA this week, and find all of our tour dates and ticket links over at watchwhatcrappins.com. We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.